What do you think about Christopher Pyne? He has a funny voice. He says his name funny. What's your general vibe on him? Is it, obviously we hate his politics and he has done terrible things. Are you charmed at all by his wacky turn of phrase, his campness, his ability to occasionally take the piss out of himself? Does that do anything for you?
No, I actually can't think of moments where I've been like, oh, Christopher Pyne, he's not that bad. What's a funny turn of phrase or joke that he's made?
Well, a funny thing, like, you know, he's become a bit of, since leaving politics, a bit of a ABC darling, I would say, or a liberal media darling in the age, in the SMH. There's a pretty famous quote of him doing some kind of panel talking about the day when he found out that Tony Abbott had given Prince Philip a knighthood. And he said, oh, fuck, today's going to be a terrible day. In his final speech to Parliament, he talked about having a nice G&T. He's sort of...
How is that funny? If any normal person said that, it wouldn't be funny. It's just because he's got a stupid voice.
He displays a level of self-awareness about his privilege, his accent, his general demeanour that some people would find charming in a way. That is a conservative who would be more
doesn't
like...
Doesn't take much for some people, does it? Fucking hell.
Got very low. I agree, and I think I probably used to find it somewhat charming because, you know, again, as a comedian, you sort of just be like, oh, at least that's
a
politician,
like, he's a character
who has some level of character, that you can latch on to. But I actually, over the years, I'm much more like, wow, it's amazing how much this guy who is terrible is able to distract from his terribleness and almost turn it upon itself as a charming attribute by just referencing the fact that he's a conservative piece of shit. And since leaving Parliament, he's like, his involvement in the defence industry. I mean, like his alignment with massive weapons manufacturers and companies that definitely lead to the deaths of innocent people. It is almost certainly he's some way connected to the current genocide being played out in Gaza. But, he says pan funny and he drinks G&Ts. Isn't that funny?
Lovely. Delightful.
Well, you love it because, this episode is sort of geared, I guess, they're using the fact that they've got Albo and Pyne together to say something about bipartisanship. Annabelle starts by saying, Australian politics has been really nasty for a few years now, but today Kitchen Cabinet is calling a truce. It's a bipartisan episode and they're making dumplings together in the kitchen of a Chinese restaurant in Canberra.
Oh, wow, you solved it, Annabelle. Thank you so much.
Weirdly, so good. We still have political conflicts even after this episode went to air. It's very strange.
You know what? I mean, they did start to agree on a lot more things after this, so maybe she was successful. Who knows? Maybe it was that chat that started it all and they were like, you know what, new coal and gas? Absolutely.
Yes.
Let's not raise New Start.
I mean, that's it. The image of these three people, a Labor politician, future Prime Minister, Christopher Pyne and Annabelle Crabb, a member of the media class, all making dumplings and laughing with each other about bipartisanship's all right and how are you guys friends? You're on opposite sides of the chamber. Everything is like completely political theatre, but it seems like, you know, out of the chamber, you guys actually have heaps in common and you're actually sort of fine getting along with each other. It was pretty gross, I must say.
Yeah.